turundusuudised.
And this time we're talking about kind of digital narcissism and how would it influence on insurers. And actually, the Mintel.com helps us out this time. We're actually bringing up an interesting topic, and this topic is explaining us how the world is changing. And actually, to take it concretely, it says that wearable devices will become very soon, and then they are actually already now, the black box recorders that dictate consumers' policy rates or the treatments they are entitled to. So actually, all the topic that Mintel.com brings up is actually concerning that already today and even more tomorrow, we and also the insurers, everybody will know more and more exactly, precisely what is going on in our life, with our health, with our security items, whatever you can mention. And that's all should be included in the insurance policies, the rates. And why it is not yet done, I don't know. So the interesting topic and my question to you is, how far are we from that happening, that insurers will calculate your risks and consider it almost zero because you're monitoring everything all the time, and when and how they gonna make their money then?
I think it's already happening. I mean, I saw a statistic where a bank could, you know, from your personal habits of, you know, your money use, and you know, comparing with a lot of data from existing consumers, they could, you know, nail down when God forbid you're divorcing. Predictive analysis is already there, I think, in a lot of ways. It's not as transparent, maybe, as the examples here give, but I think, and of course there are legal issues and things like that the banks and it's taking into considerations, but this I think the first part of this article sort of Mintel stuff sort of gives a very sort of a scary, a big brothery type of type of view of what's going to happen and yeah, fine. I mean, there are downsides of you know, us giving, you know, all of our personal details everywhere. I mean, it's not like people are sort of preventing things to happen, or you know, for example, I twisted my ankle on Saturday, and I posted when I had the, you know, it packaged. I posted a photo of my ankle to Facebook. I'm not sure that was the wisest thing to do if you think about it.
But you can still remove it.
If someone from an insurance company would see that you are breaking your bones all the time, they will not insure you anymore.
I can remove it for sure, so that I won't see it again. But it's there somewhere, so I can't remove it from the web, and that's a fact. I mean, it's still somewhere, and so I mean, people are voluntarily giving a lot of information, and of course, the organizations, whether it be insurance or banking or retailers for that matter, are using it, you know, to their best knowledge. But of course, I mean, the thing is that you have the retailers, insurers, and banks also have a business to run. And of course, if you optimize your business to a point where you only have two customers, not a very good business. I mean, you know, if you start looking, because you can always optimize, but you know, if you narrow down all your customers, I mean, everybody has something that you know could be looked at as a risk. So
when your batteries go out, then it's a risk because you won't monitor it 100% what's happening to you. Anu?
I have two types of thoughts as connecting to this news. One of that is that I think that it shows once again about the work with big data that the marketeers and all businesses should consider really seriously what to do, because all the data that is gathered needs to be analyzed. Is one of the things, and we here in Estonia know that we really lack this type of specialists. Not, and the problem is not that people cannot analyze, but the problem is that to bring together the competence of analyzing and the competence of having insights from the analysis is we here in Estonia really lack the competence. So this is one of my thoughts that there needs to be someone who can understand what does the data really mean, because with big data you can just drown into the numbers and don't see anything. And my second thought that is about this news is that I would really love to have some kind of tools for kind of additional segmenting. You don't need to go always to a very personal level, but you can have some kind of varieties and hypothesis to test that is this type of people who are having, I don't know, who are I don't know, drinking or eating something different or moving more and less, how it is really influencing the health. Because now we have so many researches telling different things that we really don't know what is right and what is wrong. So I think that both insurers and the doctors would benefit from this data if it's analyzed in a correct way.